In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The words at the conclusion of our Gospel this morning from St. Matthew figured prominently in a documentary done on Mother Teresa and the Missionaries of Charity probably a good 2.5 decades ago. Of course, at that time it was set to a musical tune that might have been known to many of us, but the sentiment was still the same. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides. It was used precisely because it beautifully illustrated the life and the manner in which Saint Teresa of Calcutta had lived her life and instructed that her sisters and her brothers and her priests do the same. Abandoning everything that she had known and understood, she abandoned herself completely to the poverty and the charity of others. And of course, we know the fruit that that not only bore, but continues to bear in the world as the Missionaries of Charity continued to grow. She put into practice literally what the Gospel says, and as the Lord himself made manifest, our Heavenly Father heard and gave her what it is that she needed. I often think about that because I know in my own life, oftentimes I am riddled with anxieties and fears and cares and concerns, legitimate ones as to how we will move forward and how we will care for ourselves and how we will make our basic needs as we move forward as a family of faith. Or even for my own sake, what will happen to me as I grow older and become more, if you will, enfeebled by virtue of age, and what the things of the world would look like. All of these things and these reasons for anxiety. And then I come to our passage from St. Matthew's Gospel and the words the Lord gives to me and the exhortation, do not be anxious. And I look at the life of St. Teresa of Calcutta, or in truth, the life of so many holy men and women who literally put into practice what Scripture articulated and the fruit that came from that. We are required to do the same. Of course, we know that there is legitimate fear attached to doing precisely that. It is not an easy task to let go of the reins of our lives and to trust in the Lord. Certainly none of us want to be begging in the streets or be at the caprice of those around us to rely upon our basic sustenance. It would seem to suggest that that's exactly what the Lord is asking us to do. I think, although, there is, of course, that axiom that says to us we can cooperate with the grace of God, grace building on nature. We do our part. We allow God to do his part. That might be the best way to formulate this, because if I truly allow God to do his part, there is no reason for anxiety or fear or trepidation or worry, because I have confidence not in me, but in God himself, who has already made manifest that he will indeed take care of me. And if I don't accept his words, which of course are true, and the living word, which is also true, we can look throughout the history of Holy Mother Church, even to this very moment now, and realize that that which God promises, he indeed does fulfill. What I'm left with when I confront Scripture today is an acute awareness of my own weakness and my own failure, my inability to do exactly what I exhort you to do, what I exhort others to do, but I fail to do over and over again, to live out the convictedness of my life of faith. And it really is that simple, brothers and sisters. I know we might think it is complicated to abandon ourselves completely and totally into the hands of God. But God has always shown himself to be true. God has always bestowed upon us abundant blessings, those known, those unknown, those for which we've asked, and those that have been given undeservedly. And yet we continue to try to hold fast to the reins, to be directed in our own lives, instead of allowing God to be the one who directs us. And so maybe the way to grow in holiness, to live this out, is not to go home and put all your possessions in your front yard and continue to live in a tent for the rest of your existence. Maybe it is embracing the virtues to which St. Paul made reference in his exhortation to the Galatians, putting aside the things of the world and the things of the flesh and embracing the world of the Spirit. If we can do that, maybe moment by moment, slowly but surely letting go more and more, God then takes on a greater role in our lives, a greater confidence, and a greater trust. There really is no expectation that it happens at this precise moment, although in truth there is nothing impeding you from having it happen at this precise moment. It will look differently for each of us. Different things required because of our states in life and the responsibilities incumbent upon us. But all of us, old, young, everything in between, male, female, all of us are required to pay heed to the words of Scripture. Don't be anxious. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. The Lord doesn't say be foolish. The Lord doesn't say turn a blind eye to the things of the world and the realities in which you find yourself. He says, indeed, recognize those, be aware of those. All the more reason then in your awareness to have confidence and faith in me. Because in truth, when we look at our state in life or the things with which we might struggle, we're also acutely aware of how limited we are actually in responding to them, fixing things, if you will. It really is enough for us to care for ourselves just for today. And that indeed is sufficient in itself. And maybe, brothers and sisters, how beautiful the world would truly be if we actually lived day by day seeking to put into practice the words that our Lord gives us in sacred Scripture. More importantly, to live out the Lord whom we are about to receive. And that day after day turns into months, into years, into decades, and maybe into centuries and millennia, where the kingdom of God truly is realized. Seek first the kingdom of God. First. And everything else will fall into place according to God's providence. Contemplate that today, this day of rest that is given to us. And then resolve in that rest that the Lord has provided, in the gift and the nourishment in your soul that is literally Himself given to you. To live maybe just tomorrow, this reality of peace that God brings to us as we place our trust and confidence in Him and in Him alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.